Hello?
Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. I'm looking to speak to Barbara.
This is her. You're from where?
Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I wanted to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. First question, and with all due respect, when you think of yourself, do you think of yourself as a female, male, or something else?
A female.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry, but I have to ask. May I ask the year of your birth? Not your birthday, only the year.
1968.
Thank you very much. Next question. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. May I ask your race? Do you identify as white, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander?
White.
Thank you very much. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college with no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, doctorate?
I completed high school and then I have trade, cosmetology license, whatever that qualifies under.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote in Ohio or like many people?
Yes.
You're not registered? Yeah. Okay.
No, I'm registered.
Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general elections for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus, like mayor and city council, and local levies. How likely are you to vote in November 2023 general elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? You will probably not vote, or you will definitely not vote?
100% I will vote.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, do you feel very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you very much. I'm going to read a list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you. Housing, crime violence, education, access to abortion, city budget and spending, property taxes, legalizing marijuana, transportation, job economy, healthcare, criminal justice reform, racial inequity. Any of those?
Good Lord, that's a long list.
housing. If you want to, I could go through the list again, and you just stop me whenever you choose one.
Okay, go slower.
Okay, housing, crime, violence, education, access to abortion, city budget and spending, property taxes, legalizing marijuana, transportation, jobs and economy, health care, criminal justice reform, racial inequity.
What was the second one you said?
Crime and violence.
Yeah, that's one.
Okay.
And racial issues is one.
Okay. One more?
Did you say something about property taxes?
Yeah, property taxes. That's the other
one. Yeah, that's one.
Okay, thank you. Now we'd like you to rate your feelings about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of these people or groups, please indicate so. First one, Nancy Day Ockhauer.
I have no idea what that is.
It's a lady, okay. Shannon Harden.
No idea who that is either.
Nick Bankston.
No idea who that is either.
Zach Klain.
I don't know who that is either.
You don't know who that is neither?
I do not.
Okay.
No clue.
Okay. Farhan Jetty?
Nope. No idea.
Andrew Ginther?
Okay, I have a question. You said groups of people. These are singular people. Support of specific groups?
Yes, I still have to go through the whole list. There's groups in...
Okay, I don't know who that other person was either.
Okay, you don't know who this person is neither?
Nope.
Okay. Emmanuel Remy?
Nope. No idea who that is.
Louis Gill?
Nope.
Chris Wank?
Nope.
Okay. The Columbus Police?
Okay, I do know who that is. What are my options?
Zero to
what
10.
What are the numbers?
0 to 10.
Ten is good.
Okay.
Ten is good and one is bad. I'm asking. 10 is good and one is bad?
Yeah, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 5 means that you don't feel warm nor cold. And then 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. You may use
all right,
number.
10.
0 to 10. 10.
10.
Okay. Thank you. Melissa Green?
Lisa Green?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Okay. The Columbus City Council?
Probably 5.
5, okay. Adrian Hood?
That name sounds familiar, but I don't know who that is.
Okay, no.
Not problem. Enough to rake them.
Okay. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council can go in a new direction, or I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue to work like they've been doing.
The first one you said. Get
first,
new people
okay.
in there.
Get new people in there, all right. If the November elections for Columbus City Council were to be held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Bankston?
No idea. I'd have to do my research first.
Okay, undecided then. Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
If the November elections for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
No idea. I'd have to do my research.
Undecided.
I research. Okay. I research everybody before I vote.
Oh, that's good. I mean, that's your right. You have the right
yeah.
to do that. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy Day Ockhauer?
Listen to you. Your name and city council people a minute ago when you were asking me about groups of people. No idea. Undecided.
No idea. Okay. Undecided. Okay, no problem. Which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? First candidate, someone who is working on reducing crime and making neighborhoods safe by focusing on traditional forms of public safety like local police. Or the second candidate, someone who is focused on diverting funds from local police to other services that address the root causes of crime.
Can't there be a both answer?
No, you have
to
the first one or the second one. I'm sorry.
Well, the second one, unfortunately, is too sketchy because I don't know who those groups of people are and what they would actually do, so I'm going to stick with the police.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for that candidate for city council. Five means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for that candidate. And zero means you are much less likely to vote for that candidate in November 2023. First one, Adrian Hood is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, an advocate for black community, a Columbus native who was raised in Linden. Hood has dedicated her life to public service since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016. Hood has advocated for policy to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for the city council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of their zip code. What number you want to give that statement? 0 to 10.
I probably wouldn't vote for her.
I know, but what number you want to give her?
I don't know. What are my options again? I mean, explain the number system again.
Okay. 0 means that you are much less likely to vote for her. 5 means
that
that's
it. 0. 0. 0 is it.
Okay. Thank you. Second one, Emmanuel Remy is a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committees. Under Remy's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During his time on City Council, the council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions in youth programming, and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention programming. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. 0 to 10.
What was 5?
More or less likely.
Yeah.
5?
I'd say 5, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Sometimes in a survey like these, people change their minds and sometimes they don't. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
And what was the differences between the two?
Oh, my God. Please don't make me go back to it.
No, give me the highlights. Adrian was the something, her son got shot or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the other one was the second person you said?
Yeah, Emmanuel Remy.
Yeah. I'd probably vote for Emmanuel.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for Columbus City Council. Rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for City Council. 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And 0 means you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for City Council in November 2023. Nancy Day Ockhour is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for underserved neighborhoods and addressing human service needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and health care, to advocate for marginalized communities. 0 to 10.
I don't know, I'll say 5.
5, okay, no problem. Next, Luis Gil is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus a decade ago, Lewis has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city and listening to the personal struggle, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As the endorsed Republican, Lewis is running for the city council to give a voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation. 0 to 10.
Oh, I don't know. 7.
7. Okay.
Then option?
Okay, thank you. Sometimes in a survey like this, people change their minds and sometimes they don't. If the November elections for the city council were held today, would you vote for Lewis Gill or Nancy Day Ockhower?
The Venezuelan, whoever that was, the small business owner.
Okay, Lewis Gill. Okay. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council. 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And 0 means you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. Nick Bankston is a Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School, who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Bankston understands the need to address public safety through investments in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he's running for the re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all residents. 0 to 10.
I don't want to go with 5 again because I don't know.
Okay, no problem. 5 it is. Next mm-hmm. one. Farhan Jetty came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English. As he pursued the American dream, Jetty has spent his career as an entrepreneur, building successful businesses and serving as vice president of the Somalia American Chamber of Commerce. He is running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community. What number do you want to give?
I'll go 5. Yeah, you're going to ask me between the two of them, aren't you?
Yeah. you already know.
That's just a pattern here.
Farhan Jetty or Nick Bankston?
I'm going to go with the Somalian that you said.
Somalian? No
right off the top of my head.
Okay.
But I'd have to do more research.
Okay, which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? First candidate, to make Columbus safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root causes of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction counseling. Or second candidate, to make Columbus safer, we should get tougher on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the streets.
That's a trick question, because I think they're both good.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, unfortunately, is not from having a son that's a drug addict, is not realistic, because you have to either have a lot of money
mm-hmm.
personally or really, 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 really phenomenal insurance for that to be even effective. And most poor people don't have that, so I'll go with the second one, because that's not even realistic.
Okay.
It's a good thought. Go ahead.
No, it's a fancy thought. I understand. Thank you. Thinking about how the city of Columbus is handling safety in your community, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Of what? What was the statement you made?
Yeah, thinking about how the city of Columbus is handling safety in your community, generally.
Oh, speaking, safety.
Safety, yeah, safety.
Okay.
Are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, very satisfied with how the city is handling public safety?
I'm going to say somewhat.
Somewhat satisfied or dissatisfied?
Oh, I'm sorry. Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm going to read to you some information about actions that Columbus City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Please rate each action on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the action makes you feel much more favorable towards the council, 5 means that you feel neutral, and 0 means that that action makes you feel much less favorable towards the council. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. First one. The Columbus City Council approved $20 million in funding for youth programming focused on violence prevention, safety, and providing kids with a positive outlet.
Huh.
What number you want to give them?
What was it in? One was bad or good, or 10 was bad or good?
Zero. Zero means that you feel much less favorable. 5, you're neutral. And 10 means that you're much more favorable.
And how did you word the statement again?
The Columbus City Council approved $20 million in funding for youth programming focused on violence prevention, safety, and providing kids with a positive outlet.
And any number between 1 through 10?
Any number from 0 to 10.
Oh, 0 to 10. I don't know. Probably like 6 or 7.
6 or 7. Okay, no problem. The Columbus City Council passed legislation that reduces penalties for marijuana and paraphernalia possession while funding a record selling program. Under the legislation, an arrest or conviction for a minor misdemeanor violation does not constitute a criminal record. 0 to 10.
Okay, wait. Read that again.
Okay, the Columbus City Council passed legislation that reduces penalties for marijuana and paraphernalia possessions while funding a record-sealing program. Under the legislation, an arrest or conviction for a minor misdemeanor violation does not constitute a criminal record. So if you get caught with marijuana, okay.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. If I get caught, no, say what you were going to say.
No, I was going to try to explain to you what the statement means.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, if you get caught with marijuana or for a minor offense, it will not constitute a criminal record. It won't become a criminal record.
I don't think that's all bad.
Okay.
They need some punishment, but not necessarily a criminal record.
Okay.
Let's go with 7.
7, okay. The Columbus City Council created a pilot program called the Columbus Promise, which provides tuition assistance, scholarships, and dedicated advisor to hundreds of Columbus City School students to boost college going and prepare for the growing job market. 0 to 10.
Did you say for the Columbus City School children?
Yeah, Columbus City School children. To help them prepare for the growing job market.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but it's an isolated group of people. I'm going to say 5.
5, okay, no problem. The Columbus City Council passed gun control legislation that will prohibit the possession of a large capacity magazine by most people and require safe gun storage of firearms.
What's large capacity?
Like a banana clip. That's what they call like a bunch
of. Oh, I know. Yeah. A banana clip. I know what that is. All right. Okay. Say that statement again.
The Columbus City Council passed gun control legislation that will prohibit the possession of a large capacity magazine by most people and require safe gun storage of firearms?
Well, that's just common sense. Everyone who has a gun should have safe storage. I'll say seven.
Seven, okay, no problem. Thank you. The Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for two nonprofits, two organizations, in hopes of curbing violence in the short north.
I'm sorry. Read that again. I heard like the middle to the end.
Okay. The Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for two organizations or nonprofits in hopes of curbing violence in the short north.
I'm going to go with a three on that.
Okay.
It'll just move to a different city.
Okay, the short north, that's not close to you?
Yeah, it's close to me, but it's just going to move to a different city. So they target the short north, and then they'll just go somewhere else. It just moves
okay.
from city to city. Or,
okay.
You know.
As you may know, there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November in Ohio. If it passes, it will establish a constitutional right for all Ohioans to make their own reproductive decisions, including protecting the right to abortion in the state.
I'm 100% against that. So whatever the negative, I'm 100% against it.
You oppose it, okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Do you support or oppose increasing taxes for the purposes of building a rapid bus transit system, reducing traffic congestion, protecting clean air, and improving community infrastructure, including bike lanes, sidewalks, roads, bridges, and for public transportation infrastructure and equipment, and operating the Central Ohio Transit Authority transportation system? If you had to choose, will you support or oppose increasing taxes for that purpose?
Well, that was loaded. So that's not even a fair question, because, yes, I'm in support of part of that, but I'm not in support of part of that. So how do you answer that?
Okay, either you strongly support, somewhat support, undecided, somewhat opposed, is strongly opposed.
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Thank you.
My husband works for COTUS, so he probably would be mad that I just said that. But
I'm going to get you in trouble then. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
Yeah,
single?
Married.
Okay, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No. Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
I would not say not strong.
Okay.
I'll vote for a Democrat if I feel like their beliefs and whatever are on the right track. So I'll
okay.
say not strong.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Thank you very much. For whom did you vote in 20 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Trump.
Trump. Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I don't know, 140,000.
40? Okay, no problem.
140. Not just 40, 140.
140, okay. Okay, thank you so much for your time, your patience, and you're willing to answer every question. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.